Listening Library presents Guys Write for Guys Read. Boys' Favorite Authors Write About Being Boys. Edited by John Sheshka. Read for you by Greg Abbey.
Forward. Now here is some writing for guys. You are holding in your hands 92 pieces of work from a crazy variety of writers and illustrators, all about being a guy. Inside this book are their stories, memories, comic strips, poems, drawings done when they were kids, advice, schemes, jokes, and dreams. They are funny, action-packed, sad, goofy, gross, touching, stupid, true, and all very short. I asked each of these guys to donate something so I could use the money from the book to build a website to help boys read. They did give something, and I did build the guysread.com website. Because the problem is that there are a lot of boys who are not all that crazy about reading. Kids know this. Parents know this. Teachers and librarians know this. National statistics for the last 25 years show this. But we need to do something to change this. So the basic idea of Guys Read is to help get boys interested in reading by connecting them with things they will want to read. All these guys know what boys like to read. Most of the writers and illustrators were suggested by voters at the original Guys Read website. There are also newspaper writers, magazine editors and writers, and professors included because they care about boys and their reading. So go check out a few pieces. See if you find something you like. You can find other work by these guys in the bibliography after each piece. And check out the Guys Read website at www.guysread.com for more recommendations, information about guys and reading, and links to authors and illustrators. Huge thanks to all of the guys in this anthology for helping out. I had so much fun writing my contribution to the first edition of this collection that I decided to write a whole book about growing up with my five crazy brothers. The new book is called Knucklehead: Tall Tales and Mostly True Stories About Growing Up Sheshka. As an extra thanks to all of you supporters of Guys Read, I've added one of my Knucklehead pieces to this new edition. It's called Roommates. Enjoy it, and any and all of the Knucklehead guys in your life. John Sheshka, Brooklyn, New York, 2008. John Sheshka, Roommates, excerpt from Knucklehead. Since there were six boys, it worked out just right that everyone had a roommate. Jim and John, Tom and Greg, Brian and Jeff. It worked out pretty well for me because Jim was neat and not too much of a pain in the neck like the little brothers. But man, could Jim talk. I think Jim knew from the time he was four that he was going to be a lawyer. He was always trying to win an argument or make a case why you should agree with him. Jim would talk and talk and then talk some more. His best pitch ever was the time he tried to sell me my own shirt. I was looking for a clean shirt to wear. Most of my clothes were in a pile on the floor of my closet. I was digging through the pile, sniffing for one that was not too smelly. Jim pulled a clean, folded, short-sleeved shirt out of his dresser drawer. "I really should save this shirt, John, but because you need it, I'm going to give you a deal," said Jim. I found a shirt with only a couple of grass stains on the elbows. "What's that?" I said. "This is an excellent shirt, a clean shirt, a lightweight shirt, a short-sleeve shirt," said Jim. "But because you need it, I'm going to give it to you for a bargain price." I held up a pretty good-looking dark blue shirt. It smelled like the two-week-old sock still hanging on it. "Look at this shirt. It's a great shirt, probably the best shirt," said Jim. "And I'm going to let you have it while I wear my same old shirt for only 50 cents. I looked at the shirt. It was a great shirt. "It's perfectly clean," said Jim. He was right. It was perfectly clean. I checked my pockets. "I've only got 25 cents," I said. Jim put the shirt back in his drawer. "I'm afraid I can't go any longer.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?